Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Lent, Saturday. The film you've got for us today, Peter, is Brothers.
Brothers is a film by Jim Sheridan, the Irishman who went to America, but who made My Left Foot, people will remember that, or In the Name of the Father, the boxer in America. So it's a very well-made film, and it's a remake of a Danish film, which was also called Brothers, directed by Susan Beer. With the gospel of the parable of the prodigal son, a film called Brothers is obviously a likely candidate. The two brothers in this film, set in Minnesota, and one of them has been in prison and just gets out and has a strong bond with his older brother, who's actually a military man and who is to go to Afghanistan in a peacekeeping force. Now, what happens is something dreadful happens to the brother in Afghanistan, which I won't spoil the film because I think it needs to be seen what happens to him and how he deals with this particular crisis. But when he comes back, he's not himself. He was a much more genial person before he went to Afghanistan. Whereas the other brother, a bit like the prodigal, as he was coming out of jail, and the two brothers do love each other, he's there with the family. So his own mother and his own father and stepmother, but also his brother's wife and the children. And he becomes closer to the family, closer to the children. And when the brother comes back from Afghanistan, he's suspicious of the younger brother without any real cause. And so I suppose it's a bit of an illustration that the older brother seems faithful, but actually there is some kind of flaw and difficulty in a relationship with his father, whereas the prodigal seems to be the bad one, but has a capacity for being redeemed and so blessed. So, in some sense, it's a fairly straightforward illustration of the parable, but very contemporary, especially with American involvement in Afghanistan in recent years.
What's going on? Talk to me. What happened? What did they do to you?
What happened with you and Tommy?
We kissed, that's it. I missed you. I thought you were dead. I couldn't get out of bed. That's it.
Are there any echoes thematically with The Deer Hunter in terms of I'm not the man I was, you know, getting back a different person from a war zone?
There is, yes, there is something, although The Deer Hunter was able to do it in a much wider context and more elaborately. I should mention that Tobey Maguire is the older brother. I find him a bit of kind of a blank presence on screen. I don't find him as vital as all that, even when he's Spider-Man.
2D?
2D, one might say, yes. Whereas Jake Gyllenhaal is the younger brother, and I think we are drawn into his crisis and coping much more than with the older brother. So, yes, it has those fraternal themes. And Sam Shepard is actually their father, an ex-military man from Vietnam who has very strong ideas as well. So it's illustrating the parable in relationship between the brothers, but also each of the brothers with their father.
And perhaps Gyllenhaal, having been in Jarhead, I think it was, showing his versatility, and perhaps that was a hint in terms of casting.
Yes, I think he's a good actor, and I think he brings the warmth to the film. But it's a difficult film in its way, and advertised very badly. Two brothers and the woman who comes between them, which has really nothing to do with the film, but is a very bad example of exploitative marketing. But that's not quite the reflection for Lent.